Up in the Alps at around 2,000 metres, the sound of feet crunching deep marks in fresh snow was sometimes real, and it was sometimes a sound recording mixed in one of the movies screening at Les Arcs Festival of European Film. The festival takes place at a winter ski resort in December. It's been going now for 7 years, so relatively young. It nonetheless attracts some of Europe's established filmmakers, like Jerzy Slomowski from Poland or Xavier Beauvoir from France, or actors like Niels Aristrup. But it's also a place to suss out the trendsetters, French and others, producers, directors and actors. Of course, there were plenty of other sound effects to choose from inside the screening halls, which are dotted up and down the mountain. The competition comprises 10 films vying for the festival's Crystal Arrow. They were made by directors from as distant geographical locations as Belgium, Czech Republic, Greece, France, Iceland, Ireland, Italy and Poland. This year's winner was from Iceland, a film called Sparrows, a second feature film directed by Runar Runarsson. It marries earth and water, warmth of human emotion and cold, windy shores to tell a story of a teenager who faces a new situation and an alcoholic father. Beautiful and refreshingly unusual music for a film that has such a strong youth focus. Due out in mid-January 2016 in French cinemas, a French film called Bang Gang, A Modern Love Story, like Sparrows, won 4 prizes at Les Arcs Festival, including the second all-round prize and Best Music Score.
Ça vous dit un jeu, les baltringues?
Ouais.
Show.
Allez.
Par contre, je préviens, c'est un peu comme Action Vérité, sauf qu'il n'y a que de l'action.
Un peu de contact, non? On entre potes, là.
It's an achievement for Eva Husson, whose first feature film is hinged on a true story which happened some years ago at a high school somewhere in France. It's set in the well-to-do beach resort city of Biarritz on the French Atlantic coast. Lending her film a documentary feel, she follows the ennui of 16 and 17-year-olds engaged in party sex and drugs and new tech communications. Like The Bang Gang, A Modern Love Story, the films in competition at Les Arcs are mostly French premieres and give audiences here the chance to see some that may not get to high street screens in France. Chevalier, for example, directed by Athina Rachel Tsangari from Greece. Chevalier has won acclaim from critics worldwide and has done well on festival circuits. It won the Best Film Award at the London BFI Festival in 2015. 6 men of different ages, occupations, builds, personalities and mentalities are aboard a luxury yacht on the Aegean Sea. They're friends, their business partners or related by birth or marriage. And they decide to play a game, which is a contest of all sorts of skills, some most unexpected. Of course, it brings out the best and the worst in male, or why not human, nature. The artistic director of Les Arcs Film Festival is Frédéric Boyer. He selects about 120 European films each year for the event, including for short film.
We have 2 parts of the festival in the programming. 1 part of the program in the screenings room in the mountains, Bourg Saint-Maurice, it's avant-première. So the films are coming with the cast, with the talent, with the distributors. We have also French comedy, and we have also all these films we're going to be released in January, in February. We have Sky, which is a wonderful film which was in Toronto by Fabien Berthaud with Diane Kruger. It's mainstream, it's cool, it's funny. All the team of a film which won the Prix de Mise en Scène in Venice called Frenzy by Emine Alpert. It's not an easy film, but it's an amazing film. Everybody stayed, they asked questions for 1 hour. This is what we need to do. There is some film, they're going to have no distribution. You know, the distribution is going very bad. We have a film, which I think is an Austrian film, about the most dangerous slope in the world called The Strife. It's in Austria. So it's just for skiers. It's very well done. And we are also bringing the most important author in Europe.
Alto Cairo, open.
D'abord, no sensor, so upförs a little markle.
Grundvattnet sank plutselig her. Nå så mistet vi kontakta.
Etter 10 minutter
One of those films that Frédéric Boyer is talking about is directed by Norwegian Rå Uterog. It's his fourth feature. Well, each year the festival organises a special focus section on one European country, and in 2015 it was Norway. The national Norwegian film bodies choose 13 films to show in Les Arcs, among them the opening film. And it's the country's first disaster film, notes Stine Hegeland, who directs the Norwegian Film Institute.
There's a Norwegian-ness about the film still, but I think the exchange and the interaction between filmmakers from all over, it only makes the films better. I mean, to be challenged and to hear other voices and from producers in other countries asking questions, I think it's really good for the art of film.
Can you define Norwegian-ness as against, for example, Scandinavian-ness that would include Denmark and Sweden?
Well, that's quite difficult, but we are different, even though I don't think the outside world notices that much. I mean, Scandinavia is often perceived as one territory, Scandinavian films and, you know, the Nordic noir and that. But I think there are differences, and we're not connected with the continent like the Danes. Maybe we're a bit more secluded. Well, it's difficult, but there is a distinctiveness, I think.
Do you feel Norwegian film is at home, particularly here in the Alps? There's quite a lot of work on landscape.
Yes, actually, I reflected upon that during the night of the opening. We opened with a quite broad and commercial film, The Wave, which is a disaster movie, but it takes place in a Norwegian fjord. And the beginning of the film, you drive through this landscape, and it really looked a lot like driving here from Geneva and seeing the mountains and also seeing the people in the farms.
Les Arcs European Film Festival draws audiences more or less local who feel fortunate to see films before they go on general release or who love discovering cinema they don't usually find on their doorstep. Now, one such film is Body.
Prosiłbym, żeby Ola została u Państwa, dopóki się całkiem nie wyleczy.
Olga, jest zajęcie, już zaczynam, chodź.
Nie wyjdzie stąd, póki nie zje. No jedz, kurwa, bym się jarać chcę.
Well, after Icelandic, French, Norwegian, now you're hearing Polish. This is a film that featured in a section called Heights, which the festival describes as the height of auteur or art film. The film Body is directed by Poland's Malgorzata Rzymowska. It shared the Silver Bear for Best Director at the Berlin Film Festival in 2015. It takes three characters, a public prosecutor, his daughter with an eating disorder, and a spiritual medium-come-therapist to investigate different attitudes towards the body and mind. Szymowska's main concern, she told me, is the way her country is evolving.
It's the movie which is probably very universal and it's understandable for everyone. French or German person can understand. I think it's the most original thing you can do, to say something universally, but based on your own roots. And Poland is a very interesting country, which is absolutely not described in the cinema. It was described, but before 89, during the communists. But now we cannot see movies which are talking about contemporary Poland and the situation which we have in Poland. And my last two movies, which were both in Berlin, they really talks about Poland. And the next one, which is going to be shoot in March, is the same. It's going to be in Polish province. And I will try to say something about why Polish people are, for example, now the ultra-conservative government won election, even the Poland doing so well economically. I will try to ask why it's going on like this in Poland. I mean, the people are so traditional in a sense, and they are so attached with religion, with Catholic Church, and they are so afraid of foreigners, of multicultural. I think it's extremely interesting to try to make movies about that topic.
On the jury, like Szymowska, or in roundtables or seminars, the festival has an important professional side, a useful talking shop. It creates a platform for producers and distributors, as well as filmmakers from all over the continent, from east to west, as well as groups of teenagers who are ferried into the cinemas to discover that it goes beyond Star Wars, is closer to home, and within their reach.
High on a hill was a lonely goat herd, lay, hod, lay, hod, lay, ee-hoo. Loud was the voice of the lonely goat herd, lay, hod, lay, hod, lo.
Thank you for listening to this week's Arts in France. From me, Roslyn Hyams. Until next time, goodbye.